Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
I'm a grammatica guy. You know, I like numbers in the Bible. You know, a numbers guy. The Word of God is full of numbers, and they're significant. All that the Bible speaks about has significance. And when I was looking at this early this morning, actually, but this whole message, God spoke to me. We're going in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and we're going to springboard off of verse 11. This is what God spoke to me. He said, 11 plus 11 is 22. Amen. So I want you to have, look at this verse in light of this year. Amen. Amen. If I can say, some things are going to accelerate. Amen. Matter of fact, some things are going to come out of seemingly nowhere. But while you weren't looking, God was working. While you were sleeping, God was working. When you didn't feel it, God was still working. So to us, it looked like it came out of nowhere, but God knows where it came from. Hebrews 11, verse 11. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Amen. All right, take that. That's Hebrews 11, verse 11. 11, 11, 22. That's, tell somebody, that's this year. So I would go as far as to say something is going to accelerate for you this year. Now remember that they waited a long time, and they were past what seemed to be age. But chapter 11, verse 11 said, through faith she conceived. She found strength through faith to conceive and was delivered. Tell somebody, this is your year of deliverance. Your year to receive strength to conceive. See, conception is important. It's important because, you know, we can have the Word of God in our head and it not ever really been conceived. You understand, it's never been birthed into the Spirit. But when it's conceived, it's birthed and it's going to bring forth something. Amen? So let's take a look as we go into this study. Sarah in Hebrews 11, 11 receives strength to conceive seed. Amen. Now, there came a point in time, it was actually God's appointed time. It wasn't just haphazard or by chance or that. It was God's appointed time where Abram and Sarah, whose name now was Abraham, and Sarah, they became what I like to term breakthrough believers. Tell someone right now, you are on the brink of the greatest breakthrough in your life. This was promised by God, and the appointed time arrived, and in Hebrews 11, 11, through faith, Sarah received strength to conceive and was delivered of the child. Amen? Many of us have been carrying spiritual babies. Amen? In your womb, you're pregnant in your womb with vision, hopes, and dreams. Amen? But I'm here to tell you, 11, 11, 22, something's going down this year. Now when we look at things, break is the breakthrough believers that are responsible. They are the reason for manifestations of breakthrough wherever you see breakthrough. Amen. I've got nothing against denomination. There are some traditions in churches that are good traditions, but there are traditions that block the movement of God. Amen. Religion ain't cutting it either. You know, religious folk, religious jargon, religious activity. Lots of activity, but no movement. So, again, mark this. It's due to the breakthrough believers. Somebody's breaking through. When you see a move of God, somebody's breaking through somewhere. Don't go to the necessarily mega. Go to the Omega. God, period. These breakthroughs are going to manifest sometimes in packages that you didn't expect. It ain't maybe going to look like you think it should look. Or act like you think it should act. It might be a little rough on the edges. But nonetheless, it's going to be breakthrough. Anytime you see breakthrough in a city, a manifestation of God's movement is because of and contingent upon breakthrough believers. Sometimes you have in a congregation breakthrough believers, but the pastor's not breaking through. Amen. I'm of this persuasion. I have nothing against any church organization at all. No prejudice, no bias, nothing. But God's going to begin to deliver the Davids from the Sauls. People will come out of dead works. Come on, because there's a movement of God. They in their spirit, they are breakthrough. Amen. So, Revelation, let's go to Revelation chapter 12. That's where we're going to go with this message. Revelation 12 and verse 1. Now, let me just, I'm going to salt and pepper you up with little statements throughout this message. This actually came to me, I've taught on this many times before, but it came to me yesterday that God wanted to bring it out again when we were speaking to the churches in Jamaica, when we were doing the Zoom summit with WLA, the World Leadership Association. It came to me, no, revisit this, because this is a year that I want to do something, and I want my people to know, I want them to see, it was through faith that Sarah, see, faith will cause you to become strong. Faith will do stuff that wouldn't ordinarily be done and naturally might be opposing everything opposing you, but through faith. When she was past age, so tell somebody, age ain't nothing but a number. God can turn back the hands of time on you. Right now we are experiencing and seeing unusual works of God within His church. Now it's not always told, because you know some come to me and share testimony in that, but we don't have necessarily a testimony service where people are up all the time sharing it. But there's a lot of things happening in people's lives that are not short of miraculous. God's doing things in His own way. You know, with social media, you know, most people, anything happens, it's on social media. They put it out for the world to see. It wasn't always like that. You know, Jesus would tell people, don't tell anybody. But you know, my fingernail got healed, and it's on social media. You know, whatever it is. So that's not so much an indication of what God's doing. Amen. God can be working and nobody knows it, but He's working. He doesn't need that praise. He doesn't need that. He don't need CNN to report it. He doesn't need all of that. He'll work anyhow. So understand that just because it's not loud and out there for the world to see doesn't mean that God ain't working. We're seeing unusual works. And I'm telling you, and hold fast to it, this is going to be a year of acceleration. You'll see it when we get to some certain verses here, but God's doing some unusual things. Now, let me lay foundation before we go to Revelation chapter 12, because God's messengers are sounding the trumpet. There's a trumpet sound, and it's to gather his elect from the earth. Now, I'm going to bring some contextual understanding to this. There's a separation going on right now from the earth and a coming together in his body. All right? In his body. Before we go to Revelation, give me Psalm 119, verse 25. So we can put this in a spiritual context and understanding. Many things are going to happen in the spirit dimension before they manifest in this physical dimension. Psalm 119, verse 25. My soul cleaves to the dust. Quicken me according to your word. Okay? The psalmist made a statement there. Our natural propensity, the natural propensity of your soul, like gravity, things don't just float. The gravity has them pulled down to the earth. So the natural propensity of a person's soul cleaves to the dust realm. Amen. When we talk about dust, it's the carnal realm. It's the natural realm. It takes faith. He said, quicken me according to your word. Give me life through your word. It's the word that lifts us up. Amen. I said it's the word of God that lifts us up from the bondages and the snares of this life. We're not governed by the law of sin and death. We're not governed by the laws that are earthbound. We are governed by the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, who has made me free from the other laws. But it's the word that has to quicken us or give us life. Amen. My soul cleaves. Don't try this, but if you went a long time without prayer, without study, without fellowship, without, imagine where your soul would be as far as your perspective, as far as the condition, as far as the lack of faith. The enemy would bind you up. That's why he fights you when you study or wants to, you know, get the sleepy demon comes. You know, you had plenty of sleep, but all of a sudden, or when you praise, you know, a lot of things. But see, breakthrough believers have gone beyond that. And the enemy knows that. So when you show up, he gets out the way. I always say the enemy cannot stand toe-to-toe with a true believer who understands who they are, whose they are, what their mission is, where they're going, where they come from. Amen. He can't stand in front of you. He has to try to deceive you. God's messengers are sounding the trumpet to gather the elect from the earth realm. Are you hearing me?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hello, my name is Barry Alsterbrook, CEO of Taken TV, which is the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. We are a faith-based network on 7 different streaming platforms. Join us daily on TakenTV.Lightcast.com.